Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey guys, it's Jordan Wisely here on the Zach Nichols podcast, and tune in because we talk all things challenge.
Welcome back to the Zach Nichols podcast. I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Zach Nichols.
No, it's Cowboy Zach today. And we have, some may say, our one of the most toted guests of all time. We have a legend on the couch.
Without question, the most anticipated guest in ZNP history, Mr. Jordan Wisely.
Yo, thank you guys so much. Zach, I would say today you are Deputy Zach,
because
Sheriff is in town, baby. That is true.
And we all got tickets to the gun show. For those of you that got tickets to the gun show, which will be airing tomorrow, you guys are going to hear this in the future. We're going to have a good time tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, man. Going to be good. I'm really excited about that live.
No. You and I always have a really good, like, people don't get to see so much on TV.
None of our relationship.
Good time.
Yeah.
We have lots of laughs.
The bros are the bros.
Well, we take the piss out of everything, as the Brits would say.
Yeah.
We brag on everything, everyone, ourselves. Like, it's good. Like, especially World of Worlds 2, like our morning walks and jogs.
Yep.
You know? Like, yeah. Oh man, we have a good time. So yeah, I'm excited about the live show.
Yeah,
I'm gonna rant.
I was actually like, the live show was more of like, this is Pierre's like baby.
You
like,
could call it. Yeah,
yeah. And I'm more of like, I don't know. Like, are people like, what if no one shows up? Like, what if no one wants to win? He was like, dude, Jordan said he'd do it. I'm like, oh, cool. He's like, dude, Laurel's in too. I'm like, no shit.
This is like 1 hour.
Yeah. It was less than, it was like 15 minutes. I'm like, because I was like, we were like putting the feelers out. I'm like, I don't know, like, if that's my thing. And I'm like, all right, cool, let's roll with it. But that is true. And people always ask about our, like, whatever it was. And do you remember how it started? Our, like,
that was my first question. What is the first thing you remember about meeting Zach?
Well, I remember. So we actually did, what was that? Rivals
2.
2 was our first season together.
Yep.
And like,
we would connect in like bro locker room ways, you know, and like talk about sports and stuff, but then
we were definitely jockeying for position in the game.
Yes, in competition, we were very much like at each other, you know.
And at that point, you had one and you had not had any.
It was his first
you're trying
one.
To, yeah,
that was and, my first one,
right?
His second one, but he was raining,
and he was raining at the time.
And let me tell you something though, like, my thing with you was like, I'm like, all right, here's this fresh face kid, and that was me, so I was trying to be very patient, but like, I think you came right from filming Real World Portland.
Right.
Like, you were...
Our Real World hadn't even started airing yet.
Yeah.
And we...
Oh, shit.
And they called Marla.
Yeah, so...
You're talking about a matter of month or 2 months, something like that.
Maybe
2 weeks.
Months.
Wow.
2 months. 2 months. Think, okay, yeah. So think about, like, the Real World would be, like, after your freshman year of college.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you don't really, like, train that hard because you can't. So, like, Jordan, I think, came in, like, what he felt was, like, everyone else that joins the challenge who's a good athlete and is like, oh, dude, these guys are chumps.
Yes.
That was my thought going in too.
Also, my only I didn't watch the challenge. However, the challenge is iconic. I had always seen it on, my brother and I, and being athletes, we would walk by the TV and see it on to catch a clip and be like, huh, we would smoke them.
Yeah, so he definitely had that, but I think he quickly learned, like, when he saw us working out, like, holy shit, like, these people are actually kind of strong, like, yeah, they can move some weight. And then it was like, but, like, you saw this, like, thing switch in your head where, like, you were like, I need to outwork everyone. Mm-hmm. So Jordan was the guy waking up for everyone on that show, and you would hear the weights clanging. And then he'd eat breakfast with everyone, but then he'd go out and he'd start running. And then he'd wait, and he'd watch who's going to work out first. And then he'd be like, hey, let me jump in. You would probably work out. I'm not, and this is not an exaggeration. There was probably, I was only there for like 3 weeks probably. I think I did like six challenges, so that's like 3 weeks. You were probably working out 7 to 8 hours of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Is that legit?
Yeah.
Legitimately, yeah. Like.
Well, and I was coming off of, so I was just a runner, like, you know, all through high school, sports, was lifting and everything. Then went to college, got hurt, and then went to college and just did the student athlete thing. And I just ate. I got like out of shape, you know.
You're still in great shape. Well, you moved well.
But then I got in shit. Like, I did the real world and I started running. I literally just started running, and I was running like, you know, a shit ton. I will always have the athlete base, but I was just running. And so I was just kind of like a skinny, you know, like skinny in shape. But yeah. I get there and these guys are monsters.
Yeah.
And like CrossFit was big. So we were all doing like wads together and shit. And like the weight differences and like Zach and CTs and everyone's part. And I'm just like, good.
And at the time, you're talking about a very physical challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I mean, I was naive enough to think that, like, oh, if I start working out now on the job, I could like grow now. But it was just like, I've, you know, had to start doing something. I couldn't just be like jogging around the place.
Yeah. So
I was like,
that switch flipped for you immediately as soon as you got into the house.
And then the challenge has started, right? And like, I think me and Trey came out and like we won like the first two for the guys. And so like I was definitely puffing my chest. But like, then it started to like where it was like me, it was my team, CT, your team, and Johnny and Frank.
Yep.
Those were the clear tops. And like, me and Jordan didn't have the connections with the girls like CT and Johnny did. So we were pretty much jockeying that whole season without really, and we never butt heads. You never butt heads with me on that season because I was gone before we could have even had beef. Actually, we probably would have ended up in an elimination round against each other before we even had any issue. But for me, when we came back for free agents was when I remember approaching you and just being like, moving forward, you have to have someone that you know is not going to come for you. And I said to, from what I remember being like, I'll never say your name. I'll never come for you. That being said, I was like, I'm not going to make every move you want. And yeah. I was like, and I don't expect you to do that for me either, but I do expect you to know that you're never going to say my name. I'm never going to say, you know, we'll keep that. And that almost like set the foundation for the rest of my career. Cause like the people that I worked with very closely, it was like, you make what moves you got to make for you and I'll make moves I got to make for me, but just know I'm not going to ever say your name, but I'm not going to sit here and protect your whole alliance and like let mine, whatever. So
yep.
Tell me how you remember that.
No, we literally had a conversation cause this was free agents was what, well, you know, free agents was a game that we didn't have. We got really lucky on Rivals 2 that it was like girls controlled the vote and guys controlled the vote, because if it would have just been all of our salt, the vet guys would have swayed them and we would have been gone pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then on free agents, we're like by ourselves, like everyone could vote everyone. So we really had to like actually find people that you could like trust, you know, and we both knew that competitively we could gain power. There's a high chance that we could gain power, keep each other safe. But we were both very like realistic in our expectations of like what an alliance member does. And we would sit around and like talk crap and like hear stories of how everyone used to be and have these like years long vendettas against somebody because they voted for a friend or whatever when it was like going into the last one. And I was just like, damn, that sucks. We're gamesmen. We just game, you know, and we always, you know, just really associated everything in like a sports sense. And so once that was kind of set, that's like, hey, we're not going to come for each other, but like, frolic as you see fit, right? Yeah. Man.
Like, I'm not gonna tell you yeah, to go after.
You can hang yourself if you want, but right. like I'm yeah. like I won't say your name. You know
exactly.
We've been seeing in recent seasons just alliances kind of take over and just what it does in terms of the group mob mentality. But I think a lot of the fans, it doesn't resonate because you come from eras like yours where it's like, yeah, I was cool with like two people and like we rode what we had till the end. So
it's almost like a it's very that like that approach to like the alliance is almost like a CT approach. Like that's kind of how CT is with me. At least it was always like, dude, we don't want to end up against each other, so let's work with each other enough to stay out. But like CT was never gonna like I could never go to CT and be like, hey, don't do this because of so and so. Like yeah. it had to be something in it for him too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. But like he's the master of.
But with Johnny's very much so like, as long as I'm protected, let's get the mob mentality going.
Yeah.
You know.
So that's as long as he's the leader of yeah. the mob, he like that is right. Yeah.
Johnny,
yeah.
if you saw how it was with Josh, it was like Johnny's the goose, and what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But it's not always the way. Like for example, in War of the Worlds 2. Had Laurel beat Ninja, which technically she should have, but had Laurel beat Ninja, you and me, our roles in that game reversed because Johnny will always have Jordan before me, especially after what happened on War of the Worlds 1. And I know that, and I would never fault Jordan for that. But like, because in that same sense, I'm thinking, well, that's why like before the game started, I had a conversation with Paulie and was like, listen, like, I don't care what you do this game, but I'm not going to go for you. Just leave me alone. And that's honestly what spared me from getting how you were treated because Kara wanted to go for me before Josh, after you. But Paulie was like, no, we actually need him to win. We needed you to win too. But on like, remember we had a conversation where we're both like, should one of us throw each other? Like, should I go in to go to the Brits? And you're like, no, I'm going to do it.
Right.
And he's like, you're like, they're going to throw me and let me do it. And then me and him sat down with Rogan and CT. And we were like, hey, if I throw myself in to try to go against whoever, and I promised that I switched to the Brits, will you do that? And Rogan looked us dead in the eye and was like, I'm gonna be honest with you. If you, Zach, choose to do that, you're going against Jordan.
Yeah.
And so at that point, yeah. I was like, do we both just run the final against each other and like, may the best man win? Because I'm not gonna, what good was that do? Like the whole point was run the final with you rather than go in. Because they would have for sure been like, oh, you wanna play tough? You wanna be a tough guy, Zach? Because everyone's always like, why didn't you do anything? I'm like, really, our hands are all tied. We had zero control.
It is wild. I know. I wish they would like show how this stuff. It like
because we had a conversation. Like, should I do it? And Rogan deadass was like, as much as I would love you on our team, he's like, I'd throw you in against Jordan. One of you would go home
because they were so. It was wild. The
wouldn't UK break.
Played so, and it was they wouldn't break from this scared mentality of like, well, that takes away a spot that us and our friends would have, and we don't want that. It did not matter if it meant that they were up against a losing for both sides. And this is what was wild is both sides were willing to take a losing team, like knowing that they would like the odds would completely change, and they were cool with it because it left more spots like for them and their friends. And we're like, all right, I'm so glad you brought this season up because I actually just saw like a clip posted from the challenge is doing this thing like home turf or something like that.
Yeah.
And it showed Kara talking about this. Dude, I actually.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
When I saw that, and I don't want people to think I have no beef with Kara. Like this is not like a thing on Kara. I'm just giving my perspective of it and my opinion of watching that clip where she's talking about like,
I was right.
About what? Because in that clip I saw her say, I think they're alluding to she was right about Tori and I. One, it was nothing Tori and I was fake, like, at all. No. Like, so that, like, I don't know what you were right about there. Everything was legit there. And then in the game, no one voted for her. Never once did we ever come for her. And we actually, after we all made a treaty, right? When we first got there,
we made a treaty every week.
Team USA. We said Team USA does not go against Team USA until all the Brits are gone, and then we'll play our own game. We go, yep, break. Wes made a deal with Joss and Rogan. We went after Wes. Wes went home. Okay. Then they got mad and did the whole Laurel thing. Now, the way that they had power to do the Laurel thing is, after the West thing, I told Kara and them, and we all tried to make this truce. We go, hey, we just wanted to get the one traitor out, and now we're back to our truce, and we're not coming for you. We will prove this to you by giving Polly power. And what did we do? We voted Polly power. Again, remember Bananas was so fucking bad and everything?
Shook hands, yeah.
And we literally, they did the whole, we shook hands and we go, Polly, we're going to get, like, to show you. That was for Polly and Kara's, like, mind, you know what I mean, for their security to be like, listen, I promise, like, this isn't, like, we're not trying to, like, come for you. I wanted Wes gone because he literally went and made a deal with the other team as soon as we said not to.
I mean, those deals Wes made were way beforehand, and Wes just thought
that he thought he could keep it going. Yeah, and
you and Johnny were never gonna let him get away with that either. Like, no, let's be honest. Like,
yeah,
I was fading in the back, kind of, because here's the thing: is I had just had a ton of beef with Bananas and Leroy, so I was like, listen, fellas, let's let them. I was doing the Homer Simpson there. Like, I needed. Yeah. Why do you think I came on that season with my head shaved? I plan on wearing a lot of helmets. Like, I thought I was going in a lot, because, like, you got to remember, like, I was supposed to throw an elimination round and didn't. And, like, Leroy had been kind of been, like, the – Leroy had took, like, the brunt of, like, a lot of my game plays. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I would play that, like, Leroy, I'm not going to say your name, but I'm going to set it up so that when we get to the end
– it won't be my name that gets
I'm going to be so protected, and you're not. And that's kind of happened over and over until he finally was like – he didn't like me, thought I was shady, but I'm like, am I shady? Because I've never said your name. I just set myself up for success. And I learned that from Wes on X's 2. Because remember what
Buddy,
Wes
gosh.
Did to me?
Yeah.
I had a perfect situation, and Wes just got the last word, convinced Leroy that I was working with Wes, which I literally just yesed the shit out of Wes so that I didn't have him coming for me. Because I learned that, like, you got to set up the thing, how you got to set yourself up for later. And Leroy got mad at that. So I went into War of the Worlds too. And I just remember being like, I know we're good, dude, but I just want to let you know, like, Bananas and Leroy are not cool with me.
Yeah.
And so I was kind of letting that go. And then once Wes left, I'm like, okay, there goes one layer of my protection. And then Pauly and Bananas started feuding. And that's when Laurel confronted me. And I was like, oh shit. Cause, like, I was playing the fence.
And Laurel,
and I said, me and Laurel have this, like, because here's the thing. I know Laurel's got Jordan and Bananas over me every single time, and I respect that. So I don't go out of my way to make a quick deal with Laurel because I know she's already got one and two locked.
Yeah, and it would look disingenuous.
Well, not just that, but, like, I'm just waiting. Laurel comes up to me, and I'm like, she's like, this is who's voting for who. Whose side are you on? Are you on mine or are you on theirs? And I was like, well, right now she just listed off, like, Tori and Nani and Jordan. So I was like, no, I'm on your side, Laurel.
Yeah.
And I voted with them, and I did, because it was easy for me to go after Ninja. But, like, I'm worried this whole time because I'm like, shit's gonna hit the fan, and they're gonna, everyone, like, these guys are too, like, Jordan's the only one that'll let me skate. Johnny, Laurel, Pauly, and Carr are all gonna make me pick a side, and it just so happened I never had to. Because by the time it came time to be like, all right, do you do what's right, or do you go against your friend in elimination round? And here's the thing, that by not going in, we both, that made it so we both still had a chance to win money.
Yeah,
because we were the last.
That's the only thing that we were talking about. Is like, dude, the only silver lining is, like, one of us is getting some.
And it came down to that. So we were both the last person on our respective teams to finish that puzzle. So we both got that last locked in spot. And had that happened, we're the last two. Like, only one of us gets that spot. So, I mean, let's be honest. I don't know if I'm beating him in an elimination round. So I wouldn't have probably gone to the hospital and he still gets the money. But at least I got to run the final. And I was actually extremely proud of myself because I'm not a puzzle guy. I've never been, like, a huge puzzle guy. And I was able to, after what we had been through and then the whole night, I was able to come in and be like, no, you are a champ. You've been to several finals. Like, you got this. And I was proud of myself for beating Ashley and Cam. And
so these, like, puzzle queens. Yeah.
Like, they thought, I think, like, because I was scared. I said, I'm like, dude, Like this is, and that puzzle wasn't the puzzle. You had to find the cuts in the wood.
Yeah.
But I just remember
that puzzle was so ridiculous. It was super tough.
It was like, it wasn't the actual, what was on the wood. You had to look at the actual cuts they made on it. But yeah, that was, and so I gave myself a chance to win that. And I don't know if you remember this, but, and I got to give you this compliment because you obviously know what happened to me after that final.
Yep.
But, and you also know that that season, I think that there was nobody there that outworked me.
100% not.
And I think I proved myself on, like, when we were moving the blocks, and like, I may not be the person who's going to win a 10K, but if you give us all 40 pounds, I'm going to win that race. And I remember after the final, I knew you were celebrating, and I saw God.
Oh yeah, he did.
But one thing I said to you was, I was like, hey, I just want you to know, I just gave you everything I have. Like, I gave you months of training.
It may not be the longest, you know, like a lot of people, they define like hardest by like longest, but the conditions
the night
of that
before.
The everything. Oh God. Like,
and dude, they didn't feed us. They gave us McDonald's.
We traveled. Yep. We got McDonald's. We were on an airplane. We got on a
airplane food. Yeah.
Yeah. It was airplane. It was, and remember what those were? Wrapped sandwiches. They were literally just handmade wrap, and they were saran wrap sandwiches, and then like an apple or something.
Yeah. And we landed, they gave us a water bottle and said, get ready to go.
Yep. And then they put us on those like military old, like 70s things. And we rode in that.
Uh-huh.
The whole fucking way there, you know, it was a couple hour drive there. Yeah. And then we get out and they're like, all right, this is where you're sleeping.
And they locked the tent. So there was no airflow, and it was like 100 degrees. And I just remember, like, we all stripped down into our, like, underwear.
We're all in our underwear, and we're laying on tarps. It's like everyone's pushed their
sleeping bags
away, and we're just bodies on the tarps.
Yeah.
Trying to basically, you know how you always flip your pillow for the cold?
We're just
cool
down
area to try and get cold area of tarp. Yeah. And literally, we're all like on it, what felt like 15 minute shifts of going down, just like kind of looking up at everybody and going like, not yet.
Yeah. But what was even worse was in the morning, no breakfast.
Nope.
I don't even think they gave us any water, and they locked us in the tent. And we're like just sitting here, and it's getting, the sun's coming up, and we're in a jungle. You can hear like the birds, and
everything's coming alive.
They're killing
like
you guys.
Hot in there. And I remember I just sat right by the door, unzipped it, and they were like, Zach, close. I'm like, no.
No.
I'm like,
we all kind of fought on that. And we just unzipped it, and we're sitting in everyone's in their compressions.
Yeah, no one had
girls' compression, you know, tops, compression bottoms, and we're all sitting down on they gave us like stools or something.
Yeah.
And we're just sitting as close as we can to the front. So we're just getting some air in there, and just like,
I told him, like, dude, like, I gave you everything. And I wasn't kidding, because then I went to the hospital and I had that, you know, I had
for days,
7 days, and I was on dialysis and I was on filtering my blood, all this crap. And then then I had to take like almost 2 months where I couldn't even go for a walk my dogs. So when I got done with that, I just remember thinking, like, they cleared me for exercise, but I was like, everything was just so weak. And I just remember thinking, like, I think CT and Jordan retired me. I don't know if I can come back and do another final because of how bad that hurt. But what really convinced me, when I knew, like, I don't know if I'll ever be back, was what you did to Durrell on All Stars. Like, that to me,
that was a tough one.
Yeah, for him.
I
know it hurt you too, but like, just to see,
it was not even physically, like mentally, the whole time I understood in my mind, I was like, you lost this one, buddy. Make it a show.
To him.
Yeah. No. Like, I, in my mind, I was like, he's got 10% to go. Like, no shit. Like, dude, no shot you bring this back. Like, especially because I had tried everything mechanically available to me, and even pushed the rules of, like, I was trying to stick my toe out and like hook and try and like, and get it to roll that way. Physics are physics.
Right.
All right. It doesn't matter. Whoever the heavier person was going, should have won that,
right,
period. It was solely due to the fact that he did not know how to put more of his weight on the side of the cylinder, right?
Use gravity.
But they can see, everyone can see us.
Yeah.
I'm like, someone's going to tell him, Durrell, you need to stretch out. So in my mind, I'm like, it's just a matter of time before they tell him.
Yeah, but
so that's why I was talking so much like fun smack the whole time, because I'm like, I got to get my licks in now, because no shot that I make anything of this as a competition. And then time just keeps ticking.
Well, it's funny that you see it that way, because
you put him.
And I was like, nobody's telling him.
Yeah.
go long? See, yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, like, so I'm watching this, and I'd like to sit here and say, Durrell, you know, he's a little bit older, he lost a step, but he hasn't.
No, he has not.
Yeah. He is so strong. And so, like, I'm watching this, like, you know, I'm doing my day job now. I'm watching this because after I got done, I watched every season, every episode of all this stuff.
Wow.
I've seen everything. Maybe a few really early ones, but I've even seen Real World. So I watched everything because I was like, I knew I was going to do this and I wanted to have some knowledge, but I was watching that and I'm like, you're definitely not able to do that anymore. Like, maybe if I would have figured it out, but I'm like, dude, he just put Durrell on a stretcher. That's never been done and it'll never be done again. And I was like, you might be a better commentator than a competitor at this point, because it was like, what, for at least 45 minutes of you just
over an hour.
You're in pain too. That's
we're a little over an hour.
Yeah. That's what people need to realize is, like, this is like a raging bull of a human trying to push against you. And you basically used locked out and were like, I can only do this for so long. And then you did it long enough that he couldn't walk. And there's no disrespect to him. I was like, I don't think I'm ready for that anymore. You know, like,
well, it's crazy that to you, it's common sense. But I think your legacy and the way that people think about you is that you make the impossible possible, right? Well, winning a tug of war with one hand and doing that type of stuff and winning a challenge like that.
Winning a John Henry hammer swinging contest with one hand.
Like, you said it.
Let's
you
not
said
protect
it.
The host here. Like,
that is low key. Like, you know, a lot of people don't bring that up.
You have to.
To me, that felt like the one other than Josh, but walking into that, everyone was collectively like, see you, Jordan.
That concludes the free preview of the Zach Nichols podcast.
So go to Patreon and subscribe to see the rest of the shit that we talk.
Go do it now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.